Exodus 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. It was 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold around it. He cast for it 4 rings of gold for its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold, and put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. He made a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. He made 2 cherubim of hammered gold. At the 2 ends of the mercy seat he made them, 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat he made the cherubim at its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. They faced one another. The faces of the cherubim were turned toward the mercy seat. He also made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold, and made a molding of gold around it. He made around it a rim, 1 handbreadth wide, and made a molding of gold around the rim. He cast for it 4 rings of gold, and fastened the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. The rings that held the poles used for carrying the table were close to the rim. He made the poles of acacia wood to carry the table, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the vessels of pure gold that were to be on the table, its plates and dishes for incense, and its bowls and flagons with which to pour drink offerings. He also made the lampstand of pure gold. The base and the shaft of the lampstand were made of hammered work. Its cups, its calyxes, and its petals were of 1 piece with it. There were 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals on 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals on the other branch. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, there were 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with its calyxes and petals. There was a calyx of 1 piece with it under the 1st pair of branches, a calyx of 1 piece with it under the next pair of branches, and a calyx of 1 piece with it under the last pair of branches. Their calyxes and their branches were of 1 piece with it, the whole of it 1 hammered piece of pure gold. He made its 7 lamps, and its snuffers, and its trays of pure gold. He made it and all its utensils of 1 talent of pure gold. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood, 1 cubit long and 1 cubit wide. It was square and was 2 cubits high. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around, and its horns. And he made for it a molding of gold all around, and made 2 golden rings for it under its molding, on 2 opposite sides of it, to hold the poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil also, and the pure fragrant incense blended as by the perfumer.